Atlanta Satsang meeting on Monday night, Shivaratri 2016. After few bhajans and meditation, Satyam calls.
Thank you, Satyam, for taking our call.
Thank you so much, Satyam Jun. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I always have joy talking to you guys. It's just that always the right time is the best time.
Oh, yes.
Just one small request for Brooke, to just explain what is Shivaratri Day and what should we do.
Well, Shivaratri is a very Sanskrit, it's very Indian, and the only reason we like to celebrate it because it makes sense. Every month on the 14th of the month, the new moon, the moon is it's just a very, very thin crescent, almost invisible, and the moon, they always correspond with the mind. They say mind is moon and the heart is the sun. So they have this saying in India that this is a good night to chant, to sing, to meditate, to have communion with God, because the mind interference is not as aggressive as other days of the month. And the reason they call it Shivaratri, because there is a deity in India, in ancient India, that is Shiva. Shiva is aspect of God that removes ignorance. And Shiva, one of the symbols that Shiva wore on his forehead was a crescent of the moon. And so they just put it together, and in India they sing for 24 hours to transcend the mind and hope that they get closer to self-realization. And our center, since 83 or 84, we decided to do that, give us an opportunity to have another night of the year where we intensify our devotion and our practices. So that's what it means, and that's it.
Thank you
so much.
You're very welcome. I think any opportunity for satsang to keep the good company is one less pressure of the bazaar, and I think nowadays, because of the technology, because of the openness of the ideas that people have that shove in each other's throats in this world, the one of the most precious thing is either to be by a holy person, or to have a satsang with a bunch of people that are devotional, or to be advanced enough to have this company of your own self, your own silence. So if the inner silence is not visible at times, then the outer companion should be a good opportunity to transcend the world for those moments.
Thank you.
Thank you, Satyam Jun. Merci. Wow.